Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
I suppose that this is good for the present distress. I say that is good for a man so to be. In other words, if you're unmarried, because all the persecution that's taking place, it's probably a good thing you don't take a wife and have children, because you're going to have hard enough taking care of yourself, much less your wife and family. So because of the persecution, I recommend you stay unmarried. Okay? Don't get married. I have a note here. Maybe now is not a good time to get married because of the present distress. Probably not a good time right now. Verse number 27. Art thou bound unto a wife? Seek not to be loosed. Stay married. Art thou loosed from a wife? Seek not a wife. Now remember what he just said. What does the word loosed means? It's more than separated. It means they're divorced. It's as a boat that's tied to a mooring at a dock, and the ropes have been cut or freed, and the boat just sails on. Okay, that he's been loosed. Or thou loosed from a wife? Well, seek not a wife. Stay like you are because of the present distress. And here, look at verse number 28. Here's this word, but. You know what the word but does? It changes everything. Oh, in Ephesians chapter 1, chapter 2, but God commended his love toward it. Listen, man, we were terrible people, but God changed everything. Same thing's true here. Seek not a wife, but if thou marry, what's the next four words? I didn't write that. He just said, if you're loose from a wife, seek not a wife, but if thou marry, thou hast not sinned. And there are so many people out there that castigates divorce people. I know this is a whole nother lesson, and there's markers. I understand that. I'm putting it in a big, they just throw it in a big bubble. They throw a cast net out there. And if you've been divorced, you are done. You're just a second-class citizen. You can no longer do anything for the Lord. You ever heard that before? They didn't get that in the Word of God. They got that out of the Word of God. I'm giving you directly what the Word of God said. There's so many. Let me give you that. I just read in Timothy. The husband of one. Turn me to Timothy. This will help y'all. Talking about preachers and deacons. I know this is controversial. I know. And I've lost friends over this thing. And we're looking about deacons here in the church. And these are some of the qualifications that go along. But let me start in verse number 1. Please don't turn me off. Listen. This is a true saying, if man desires the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. That word desires, unless you've been there, you can't even imagine what that word desire. You can't do nothing else. Remember Jeremiah, he was going to quit and he said, I can't quit. That word desire means you can't do it. You know God has called you to preach and you can do nothing else but that. If you desire to do that, God's put that call in your life. A bishop, a preacher, a pastor, an elder must then be blameless. Let me have it quit before you go any farther. Do you know anybody who's blameless? There are about 13 qualifications here for a pastor, deacon. And everybody picks one. Which one? Husband of one wife. They pick that one. Disregarding all theirs and not knowing the context of what it's saying. The word is blameless. Let me just read these. The blameless. The word blameless literally means not open to attack. If you're a scoundrel and people know you're a scoundrel, you don't need to be in the pulpit. He's not talking about what you were. It's talking about what you are. If it what you were, Paul the Apostle could never have wrote these words. He used to be a scoundrel. Man, he was there consenting to the death of Stephen. He took letters to churches for putting people in jail. He was a scoundrel. Then God don't care what you were. He cares what you are. Do you get the point? Okay. Presently, what are you now? Not what you were, what are you now? Presently. Present tense. Must be blameless. The husband of one wife. And people stop. But it goes on. Vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre. Man, that'd clear a lot of preachers out of the pulpit. Not a brawler. Boy, there's a lot of independent Baptist preachers who are disqualified. They'd rather fight than anything. But they're not a brawler. And I ain't picking on nobody else. I'm picking on us. Not covetous. One that ruleth his own house well, his own house. They forget about that one, don't they? Having his children in subjection with all gravity. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how should he take care of the house of God? Do you know any preachers, any pastors, or children are just a bunch of hoodlums? But they're still in the pulpit. But I promise you, if the wife was to leave that man, they'd have him out as fast as you could slam the door. Amen, preacher. Forgetting the rest of what the Word of God teaches. It's not what you were, it's what you are. And by the way, we have a Greek fellow here, and I have to be very careful because of these guys that know the languages and all. So I'm not going into the language part. But the one that where it says the husband of one wife literally is talking about, help me out, Temple, a one woman kind of man. Exactly what it's talking about. In other words, he's not a skirt chaser. We're not talking about a divorce. We're talking about a skirt chaser. You know, any preachers heard any in the news and they go after women and find somebody had a flat tire and I'm going to leave it alone. A one-woman kind of man. They would say, I only have eyes for you. That's why I don't sing. I preach, you know. Though his eyes are fixed upon one woman. He's not a skirt chaser. I got to quit. One more example, and I didn't even get to Hebrew. I hope this has helped you, not hurt you. Help you, and I've come straight from the Word of God, okay? Not my opinions. Remember when Jesus met that woman at the well? Is that the one that says, thou hast five husbands? Here's what Jesus says. Thou hast had past tense, five husbands. I know preachers say if you get married, you got two wives. Have you ever heard that before? You still got two living ones. That's not what Jesus said. Thou hast had five wives, and the man you're now living with is not even your husband. Then he says, neither do I condemn thee. Going something like that. Was that it? Or was that the woman who was being stoned? But you get the picture. He saved that woman. And she was the best soul winner with those sorry apostles. What are you doing talking to that woman? And she went in that city. Am I talking about the right story? In Samaria. And told those men. I found him. And now I'm a different person. Go back to our original thought. I don't care who you are. Where you come from. What lifestyle you have been immersed yourself in. Ask the woman at the well. Ask Mary Magdalene. Heard of Mary Magdalene? Awful thing she had done. Boy, she followed Jesus to his dying days. Anointed him with the hair of her head with oil. Don't you tell me God can't save anybody. He can save anybody, anywhere, anytime. Amen and amen and amen. Our Father, we love you. Lord, we sure hadn't planned on going this direction this morning, but Lord, you led it, and I pray that nobody's offended, but it's the Word of God, so help me. Lord, I love you. We love you. Lord, I pray that we can love others, Lord, as you love them. I guess what started this, where it says you hate iniquity, we hate sin, it's an abomination. Our Father, we still should love them. Point them to Jesus Christ. May we be an example to others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.